US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Good on you, Andy. Thank you. Don't forget the rumour file is open. 92211882 for Scarborough Toyota. $200 cash can be yours this morning in about 10 minutes' time, but you must phone your rumour through. 92211882. Go to it now. From the UK to the US and Bob Tarlow. Bob, good morning to you.
Hey, thank you, Basil. Good morning, Steve. Hey, guys, how about let's take a ride on a railway? Oh, this is one of the shortest you're going to find anywhere. It's Angel's Flight, which carries passengers on a steep but short distance, uphill and then back down, less than a quarter mile each way, between Grand Avenue and Hill Street in the Bunker Hill section of downtown Los Angeles. Now, I'm not telling you about this because the little train that could is new. It's not. It first opened in 1901, but it's just now started out on its latest lease on life. And Angel's Flight has reopened to the public after shutting down in 2013 when it derailed, and not for the first time. It jumped the tracks in 2001, killing a man and injuring seven other people then. Yet those who love this orange and black steep cable train keep fighting to get it going again.
Angel's Flight is a last remnant of this beautiful 19th century neighborhood in downtown Los Angeles, Bunker Hill. It's the last vestige left.
And even if you've never been to L.A., you've probably seen Angel's Flight. Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling are shown aboard Angel's Flight, and Steve, it was one of many authentic locations here in L.A. in La La Land.
Well, I reckon because it's got all the publicity, how much does it cost to ride?
Oh, it's cheap. Angel Flight, with its two little cars named Sinai and Olivet, costs only a buck to travel each way. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti says while there have been lots of safety improvements, the shimmy and the shake halfway through that those of us know when the two cars pass each other, oh, it's still there.
The historic bumps are part of it, but it felt very safe, very secure.
And other riders agree.
The ride was amazing.
It was fun.
It's very hot in there, but it was worth it to be one of the first of the comeback.
City of stars, are you shining just for me?
Angel's Flight itself stars in a wide variety of movies and TV shows over the decades, from Goodnight Nurse in 1916 all the way up through La La Land. And Steve and Basil, next time our listeners are in L.A., they might consider starring in their own home videos and selfies, with the background being the one and only Angel's Flight. Back better and safer, they say, than ever before.
Good stuff, Bob, and great music. I know we're divided on this, but I cannot recommend La La Land enough. You got how far? 5 or 10 minutes through?
Yeah.
And I agree, and I've said this to you with sincerity, if you're in the wrong frame of mind or you're not in the mood for that type of movie, you won't get very far through. You do kind of have to give yourself to the movie, and yep. I know musical-type movies aren't for everyone, but I know what you're into.
I like musicals.
Yeah, and I reckon if you gave it another shot at the right time. Mm. Did you watch it with Trish out of interest?
No, I was watching it on a plane.
I would watch it with Trish because Trish will love it. Has Trish seen it?
I'm not too sure, to be honest.
Go with Trish or get it out with Trish. I guarantee you'll love it.